This is Plantarama, a weekly look at what's happening in the world of horticulture from Kansas State University. I'm Jeff Wickman. Most gardeners will accumulate leftover seed from previous growing seasons. However, before using any old seed, K-State Extension horticulture expert Matt McKernan recommends conducting a seed germination test to determine if that seed is still viable. Matt, as we get ready to do some gardening and planting crops, in terms of old seed usage, we need to make sure that those seeds are viable.
We really do. If we're going to go to all the work to plant these seeds, try to get them to grow, water them, fertilize them, we want to make sure that the effort that we put into is going into good seeds that are actually going to grow and not some of the old seeds that we have laying around. Sometimes we collect seeds from the garden or we're gifted them from friends and other gardeners. And so it's really important to remember that seeds are living things and they're in a dormant state, waiting for the ideal conditions to grow. And the longer that the seed sits dormant, the less quality that seed is going to have. And so the lower the quality becomes over time, the less likely it is to grow and the less likely it is to produce a really healthy and vigorous plant in the garden. So that's where testing really comes in to make sure that we're starting off our crop with a strong seed.
And there actually is a fairly easy test that people can do.
Yeah, there is a really easy test. And that's the best way to figure out if that crop seed is going to grow is to really do a test. And it really takes three simple things that just about everybody's going to have at home. What you're going to need is a paper towel, either a plastic bag or plastic container, and a little bit of water. So what we need to do once we have these three items is we want to get that paper towel damp. We want to make sure that it's wet thoroughly, but not necessarily soaked with water. So we want to wring out any excess moisture so that it's not dripping wet, and take that damp paper towel and lay it out flat on a counter or cabinet surface. Once we have the paper towel laid out flat and moist, we want to take seeds out of our seed packet and lay them out on the paper towel. We don't want to use all of the seeds in our seed packet because we want to save some of those seeds to actually plant out in the garden. But if possible, we want to use at least 10 seeds out of that packet. But the more seeds we use, the more exact we can be in determining what germination rate we're going to get out of these seeds when we try to plant them in the garden. Once you get the seeds laid out on the paper towel, you want to make sure you fold that paper towel back over the seeds so that there's paper towel on each side of the seeds. Then place that paper towel in a plastic bag that can be sealed or a plastic container, and place that plastic bag or container in a warm place of the house, typically an area that's going to be about 70 degrees or so. And then within 5 to 10 days, you should be able to go back to those seeds and start to see actual growth coming out of the seeds, either the roots or the shoots starting to emerge. And that's when we can count how many plants are starting to grow versus how many are not. How quickly the seed is going to grow is really going to depend on the type of seed we're testing. Most crops will start to grow within 5 to 10 days. Some may take as long as 2 weeks to start to grow. Again, what we want to do to determine our germination rate is take the number of seeds that have started to grow, divide that by the total number of seeds that we put in our paper towel, and then multiply by 100 to get our germination rate.
So what are we looking for in terms of, I guess, viability then? Do we need 7 out of 10, 8 out of 10?
It's a great question. And so what we want to make sure that we see is at least 70 to 90% germination rate on our seeds. If 7 to 9 out of those 10 seeds grow, we're really going to consider that a pretty good crop. Generally, no seed is going to be 100% germination because just not all the seeds will be viable. So anything above 90% is excellent, and anything in that 70 to 90% is still pretty good. If we start to see germination rates in the 5 out of 10 or 50 to 60% or even lower, that's the point in the process where we really want to consider probably throwing those seeds out and purchasing some new seeds for this upcoming growing season. Most seeds will be able to last pretty easily 1 year in just about any storage condition, but if we can keep the storage conditions cool, typically below 40 and above 32 degrees, that's really going to help increase the seed quality. We also want to try to make sure they're in airtight bags where the humidity is controlled a little bit more. So often in an airtight container in the refrigerator is a perfect place to store your seeds.
We talk about this when we're doing food storage, and I'm assuming maybe we want to date some of these?
Yes, dating is really important so that you can remember how long ago it was that you planted these seed crops. It's also important during this testing process that we label our seeds and write the variety on the bag, maybe with a Sharpie, and also try to write how many seeds we planted so that it's a little bit easier to determine our germination rate at the end.
That's K-State Extension horticulture expert Matt McKernan with information on how to conduct a seed germination test. Plantarama is produced by K-State Research and Extension. This is the K-State Radio Network.